Job chapter 27. Job continued his wisdom, saying, "As God lives, who has taken away my rights, and the Almighty, who has soured my soul, for while my breath is still in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips will not speak evil, nor will my tongue utter deceit. I will never admit that all of you are right. Until I die, I will never abandon my integrity. I will hold fast to my righteousness, and will never let it go. My heart will not condemn me for as long as I live. Let my enemy be like the wicked, and let my adversary be like the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the godless when he is cut off, when God takes away his life? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes on him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he call on God at all times? I will teach you concerning the hand of God. What is happening with the Almighty, I will not conceal. But you yourselves have seen it. Why then do you continue all this meaningless blather? This is the portion of the wicked man with God, and the inheritance the oppressors will receive from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring will not have enough food to eat. Those who survive it, the plague will bury, and his widow will not grieve. Though he heap up silver like dust, and pile up clothes like mounds of clay, he may pile it up, but the righteous will wear it, and the innocent will divide the silver. He builds his house fragile like a moss, like a booth made by the watchman. He lies down rich, but he will do so no more. He opens his eyes, and it is gone. Terrors overwhelm him like waters. A whirlwind carries him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he departs. It hurls him out of his place, for it will sweep down on him with no mercy. He attempts to flee out of its power. It will clap its hands on him in mockery, and will hiss at him from its place."